This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition, and it also happens to be Patriots Day, our special edition show, September 11th, 2021, 20 years later after the initial attacks on this country. By the way, I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station and great radio stations all across America. And around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the third watch, right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and all the first responders that are on duty on shift right now. Thanks for what you're doing. You can also, folks, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. com. All right, and joining us right now, the professor of politics from California, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we, of course, have been talking about the brave first responders who are no longer with us and the people that they saved from the wrath of the inferno, getting them out of the building, the World Trade Centers 1 and 2. And we've gotten so far as to play the fact that we were hearing the planes when they hit the building and whatnot. But we're going to go back to something a little bit different right now. It's also an audio tape, but this is a little shorter, a little more compact, and this gives you a little better idea of what transpired over the course of about 4 minutes.
Second alarm, and start relocating companies into the area.
The World Trade said that tower number one is on fire. The whole outside of the building, there was just a huge explosion.
We have a number of floors on fire. It looked like the plane was aiming towards the building.
Wow. Oh. Wow. Did you see this place here, okay? I've got it all.
Marine 6 to Manhattan, urgent.
Half-flat 1, stand by. Marine 6, go.
You have a second plane into the other tower of the tower of the Trade Center. Major fire.
Crawford David, Marine 6 advising a second plane into the World Trade Center, okay?
Marine 6, that's the other tower.
That's the second tower of the World Trade Center, okay?
World Financial Center, we heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people are jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to save themselves. I don't know.
a lot of people hurt. They were lying on the floors, coming down the stairs. A lot of people had asthma attacks while they were coming down. It was bad.
And what just happened now?
The building just came down. One of them. I don't know which one came down. I don't know if it was one or two.
Be back with more right after this break, but now you know both towers are on the ground. That's the evolution, and now everything totally changes. The whole nature of what's going on totally changes. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Patriots Day edition radio show. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. You'll hear him Sunday night with his Monster Show, Armed American Radio, at 8 o'clock live on many of these same stations, and other stations playing delayed on the satellite, on tape delay. Now, I want to tell you that this portion of the program, brought to you by my good friend endorser, the first person that I endorse, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow.com. Again, I talked to Dawn yesterday. She's the administrative assistant, and I told her I was doing this show. And she wanted everybody to know that they also had people up there, relatives and people that they knew that had passed away during the attacks of September 11, 2001. And they were definitely sending their best out to everybody out there from MyPillow. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and pick whatever it is you want to have. And to get the reduced prices and save a bunch of money, use the promo code CAPTAIN, because you have to have a promo code to do it. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll save yourself a boatload of money. Also, if you want to just give them a call and do it that way rather than do it online, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Order whatever it is that you want to have, and you save the money by using the promo code CAPTAIN. It's very simple. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, our friend, a professor of politics in California. And Kyle, what we're doing is we're telling a story here of September 11, 2001, and how things transpired along, and the way things jumped after we had the towers collapse, first the one, and then a little while later the second one. Now, were you watching this on television? Is that right?
Well, yes, of course. I remember after the towers collapsed, just the eeriness that was there for a time because of the dust and all the particles in the air.
That wasn't dust. That was the aerial display of the pulverized material coming from the building that you
right.
saw.
Yeah. Just thick, you know, and as it traveled down the streets, and then you also heard those alarms going off. I think they were
Scott Airbags.
Exactly. Yeah, and you heard them all over the place.
Yeah,
and
that's because that's where the firefighters wound up.
Precisely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Precisely.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to try this again. We're going to listen to some more, and here we go.
All units stand by. Manhattan is Division 6, Kate.
Division 6, Division 1, go ahead.
Acting Division 1. We advise we have a Mayday transported by transmitted by Engine 2-1. Squad. All units in Fort Manhattan, clear high and left urgent. Division 6 acting. Thank you, 2-4, transmitted a mayday. In a prominent, have firefighters trapped. That's number one. Number two, Squad 5 is establishing a command post. West Street and Vesey Street. We would appreciate it if you can respond over to that location and coordinate the efforts with MK.
Division 6, 10-4, we have a command post set up at Vesey and Park Row on the corner. Vesey Street and Park Row.
That's 10-4. We do have units coming into that staging area on Park Row, okay. You can contact Car 5, okay.
Sure.
Any other units calling ahead?
209 to Manhattan.
Engine 209.
Yeah, Manhattan. What do we got over here? Where is our new staging area, okay?
All right, engine 209, as per Division 6. Stand by, engine 209.
Engine 33, Manhattan, urgent.
All right, engine 209, go to Vesey and West Street, okay?
10-5, dead, Manhattan.
Respond over to Vesey Street and West Street.
10-4, Manhattan, thank you.
Engine 33, urgent, go.
Engine 33 is being manned by an off-duty member from Rescue 1. Be advised, it appears that we have lost water pressure down to low Manhattan. Can you have Marine 1 or any other available fireboat respond to Vesey Street in, on the west side? We're going to need water supply into the area, okay?
Manhattan, call 4-0, Charlie, okay?
Now, I'm going to stop it there for a second, Kyle. You heard him talk about the fireboats. We did run out of water, and you can't put out a fire without water or chemicals or something. So they did get the fireboats there right away and got the hoses set up with the pumps, and we were able to get the water from the fireboats and then run lines up there and hook them, interconnect them to be able to get water. But I'll go back here now to the tape.
Marine Company 4, we're responding to Vesey Street.
3-4-10-4.
Did you get that, Manhattan?
3-4-10-4. Engine 3-3-10-4. We have Marine Corps responding over there.
Okay, 10-4. I'm going away from the rig, so that's what we got for now.
Manhattan calling Car 5. Manhattan Car 5. That's Division 6, acting for Division 1.
Division 6, go ahead, man.
Can you copy that message about the water pressure and the request for marine units to establish a water supply?
Yes, I received that message. Be advised, our command post is set up on Broadway and Park Row where Vesey Street is. You got that?
All right, 10-4, are you going to take care of that message regarding the water supply?
We're on right in Park Row. We're not down on Vesey Street, Jack. Mobile Command of Manhattan.
Mobile Command, if you can get in touch with Car 5 or any other staff chief at the scene, advise them of the report of poor water pressure in lower Manhattan and the request for units to set up water supply using marine companies and or satellites, and get back to us forthwith, please.
Mobile Command 10-4, we will attempt to do so.
10-4.
Marine 6 Alpha to Manhattan.
Marine 6 Alpha, go ahead.
You're requesting water relay. Over.
Marine 6 Alpha, are you located down at the battery?
We're in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Over.
According to units at the scene, Marine 6 Alpha, they want to augment the water supply using marine companies. That's going to have to be coordinated through the staff chief at the scene.
Where is he located? Over.
Staff chief is located at West and VG Street, we believe. Unit with an urgent, go ahead.
Right, listen, we got numerous people trapped here for the previous collapse. We need a hand to get them out, Kek.
We're
about 4 feet under. I really don't know.
Where were you operating?
What side, Kek?
West side of tower number one or tower two?
I won.
Calling the mobile command vehicle.
All right, I'm going to stop it there because he talked about multiple people trapped at the location he was at, tower number one.
Right.
That could have been us.
Well, exactly, yeah.
That could have been us right there because we had just made contact with the people above us, and we were not below ground. We were at ground, and they had taken a ladder truck, and there was a stairwell across from us where they took the ladder, 150-foot ladder, and ran it parallel to get it into the stairwell to get the people that were in the stairwell out and to safety, and they put that right over the top of us, and I think that was us that he was talking about, I think. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there. But that's what you've been listening to, folks, are the actual occurrences of the World Trade Center, September 11th, 2001. Keep in mind, many of those voices you're hearing are no longer with us, especially early on when you heard Chief Oriole Palmer. Again, we affectionately called him Chief Oriole as an Oriole cookie. But these sort of things, you know, to hear him 20 years later, it doesn't, it all comes back again. You know, it's like it just happened.
Precisely. One of the things we hear in these recordings, Captain, is I always marvel at the unflinching professionalism that they have. They are working the problem. This is an extraordinary problem, to be sure, but they are falling back on their training, and they're doing this, and it's amazing to me. Such bravery and professionalism.
Well, that's all we could do is fall back on our training and hope for the best and say a prayer. And, you know, a lot of things worked and a lot of things didn't, but it is what it is. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're going to come right back. And if you want to call the show at 877-969-8600 and reflect on your memories of what happened that day, it's 877-969-8600. And I'll be right back with Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and the First Lady have arrived in New York City. They're preparing to take part in ceremonies that mark the 20-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. They'll be appearing at the National September 11th Memorial in Lower Manhattan, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon to honor the victims that died there on that day. Ahead of the events, he sent out a recorded message to Americans.
Beauty is what makes us who we are. America at its best. To me, that's the central lesson of September 11th.
He said no matter how much time has passed, thoughts of that day brings everything painfully back. He said he and the First Lady hold the victims' families close in his heart. President Bush and former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge will also take part during the ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Jeff. And he did that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, and actually get a rate quote right there. Or you can get the name and phone number for your agent that's closest to you, whichever works for you. But I'll tell you what they can do. They can cover the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover all of that. And if you really want to lower your car insurance, your auto insurance, then you need to bundle your homeowner's policy, or if you don't own a home, your apartment for your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance. Bundle that together, and it'll save you a bunch of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've talked a lot about what transpired at the World Trade Center, and we're going to wrap it up here with about 2 or 3 minutes of some more audio before I close this up for this hour, and then as we wrap the show up next hour, I'll finish it with this and a couple of other special features that I have. But let's listen again to what was going on at the fire ground. Now, again, both the towers are on the ground right now. That changes the entire evolution of what's going on there for all of us, because now we know if we didn't have a problem to begin with, now we know we got a big problem.
Mobile command
vehicle.
We have contact with units that are trapped in the vicinity of the west side of tower number one. They're requesting urgent help.
10-4, west side, tower one. That's contact call 5K.
Call 5, tell them that we have a report of members who are trapped under debris.
10-4.
Okay, I am absolutely sure now that I hear that, Kyle, that that's me.
Really? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that they're going to get us, because yeah, we had 13 of us right there where we were at. All right, let's go again, because that's the location we were at.
Oh, Battalion 1 to Manhattan J.
Go ahead.
The recall chief coming. Listen, I have about 15 people down at 415 right now. Call them on the voice alarm. Tell them all that you want them on that side. Also, if you can release 14 engines, have them take a chauffeur and go up and pick up the spare apparatus. That was their original plan, Jay.
I'm working on that.
You do have about 15 firefighters right now in the quarters of 4 and 15, Kay.
What a battalion.
In Manhattan.
Marine 6 to Manhattan, Kay.
Be advised, as far as the marine resources go, we have the two big fireboats, Marine 1 and Marine 9, on the west side of Manhattan. You have them rendezvous for the water supply. We have Marine 6 and Marine 6 Alpha on the east side. We're going to stay on this side of the smoke plume and see what we can handle on this side if you have any further requirements for transport or other.
Manhattan Marine 1, Kate. Manhattan Marine 1.
Marine 9,
you go over to Bessie Street on the west side, establish a water relay gate.
10-4, you have a box assignment on this box number because we at some point was directed to the Staten Island side, so we're going to be heading over there now. We have a box number on this.
Marine 9 could respond in a box 8087, just a lot.
We're on our way.
Marine 9, 10-4, Manhattan, Marine 1, K. Marine 1, you respond over to Bessie Street on the west side, establish a water relay. Marine 1.
We're 10-4. Be advised, we have numerous injured people on board, babies and hundreds of people, so we might have to relay them off our boat with another boat or something, okay?
Alright, Marine 1, that's a 10-4. Assistance over there.
We're right below the North Cove Marina, about 100 yards. I'm not sure what street we're on, Kay.
You know where to go.
Yeah, this is Marine 6. I'm on the west side highway. I'm pinned. Yeah, it seems to get out, Kay.
This is Marine, an officer, a firefighter from Marine 6.
An officer from the Marine Division, Kay.
Right. On the west side highway or the west side of the building?
The highway.
You're on the west side highway?
All right, I'm going to stop it there for a second, Kyle, because what you got going on here is you got the water boats, four of them, setting up to do a water relay to get water to the scene so that they can start getting water back on the burning debris, right?
Right.
And then you've got the boats that already have people on them. Remember the people were coming off the island and they were taking them over to Jersey or wherever?
Right.
Yeah, you've got one of the boats has got, I think they said they had 10 people on board. That they were in the process of taking somewhere, and then they had to come back to the pier where they were at on the West Shore Highway, which is over there on the Hudson, and let them off so they could start pumping water, which is more important than taking the people off the island because they were safe where they were at. They didn't need to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what was going on there. But again, that's all stuff that... and again, if you didn't hear this, and if you did hear it, you probably didn't know what you were listening to, unless you were in the fire service or emergency management, and you actually knew what they were talking about. And that is what transpired. That's why I'm able to tell you what was going on. And like I say, I know of the location that they talked about where the people were trapped. He said about 15. That was us.
That's exactly what
that was
it
us.
Like. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, you know, Captain, and at the same time, as these transmissions continue on, after the collapses, now they know that many of their colleagues have already been killed in the collapse.
Correct. They just don't know how many.
They just don't know how many. And that had to be just a horrible thing to continue working through, but yet they did. And, again, they were completely focused on saving lives, finding survivors, and again, as you said, getting water because you've got the fire that was continuing now in this pile of rubble, basically. It's so far beyond our comprehension. And as we recall that day, we just remember those who, you know, they were doing their job. They were saving the people as best they could when the buildings came down.
Yeah, and that's all you could do.
Yeah.
There was nothing else you could do.
again, you relied on your training. You relied on the person that was beside you, who sometimes might have had as much experience or more than you did, but most of the time it was less. So somebody had to be a leader, and that's why there were captains and lieutenants, and there were firefighters. That's the way that all worked. But it all worked together, and we all came together that day. And like I say, we could have given up where we were at and just said, the hell with it, that's it. But we didn't do that. We could see the light at the top of where we were at, which was just a little bit out of reach. And we knew all we had to do is get up there, get the radio up there, and somebody could hear us and see us or wave something, you know, so that they could see us. And like I say, they dropped the ladder right across the top of us, so we got lucky, but some others didn't.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. But again, just this looking back at that day, and we've heard a lot because it's 20 years, but it, in so many ways, Captain, it seems like yesterday. You know,
it does to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it brings it all back. And like I say, you know, the people that were there, 3,900 of them have died with related diseases since then that have not been counted in the death toll. And they need to be. They should be. Because these are legitimate victims to what transpired, what happened.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And even in the surrounding areas and so forth, I think they've seen some other patterns of cancers and things like that that, you know, in some way could be attributable to the environment that was created that day. It's far-reaching effects.
Yeah. And yeah. The other thing, you know, some people were affected differently by what they sucked down and what they were a part of. A lot of people developed nasal conditions, you know, like sinuses, because you get that stuff in your system and you just can't get rid of all of it.
Right.
All right. Well, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back. And I'm going to play a little Toby Keith song when we come back to kind of inspire everybody and remind everybody that, you know, we may be down, but we're not out, and we're coming back, contrary to Joe Biden and his little escapade over there in Afghanistan. No way, freaking Jose. We're coming back, and we're coming back strong. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards. Appreciate you very much. And by the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there and tell them the captain sent you. See if you can get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. But the one way to do it, and to get some points for what you do there too, is to become a member of the Drivers Club. That's it. Go right to the kiosk right there inside and join the Drivers Club, and you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. And before you know it, it's like having a bank account. All righty, well, here we go, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass.
Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, and yeah, buddy, we'll put a boot up your ass. All right, I want to bring Kyle back in here. You know something? I was watching, of course, that's a video, and I was watching that, and all the soldiers and sailors, airmen, Marines that were at the concert, you know, when he said that, they just jumped up out of their seats, and it was, yeah, oh, and all that, and that's to be expected. Okay, tell us what's going on out west.
All right, well, folks, tonight out west, as we go through the weekend, we've got a massive air quality alert covering almost all the state of Montana. This is going to head over towards the border with Idaho there, of course, covering places like Missoula there next to Idaho. Also, all the way in most of the state of Oregon this weekend, we've got air quality alerts. And of course, these are from the wildfires that are going on. You've got smoke. You've also got particulates in the air that cause these unhealthy alerts to be given out. But we've also got excessive heat warnings in the southwest throughout the weekend, Captain. Arizona, Phoenix, and Tucson, for example, also up through Las Vegas, which will see 100 to 103 degrees this weekend, and also through Southern California as well, with excessive heat watches.
Now, we might get some thunderstorms today up there along the Great Lakes, so LJ, you might get your tootsies wet up there today, because there could be some thunderstorms along that area of the Great Lakes over into upstate New York and certainly up there around Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. But the big problem that we're watching right now is the tropics, because while Mindy is gone, while Larry is gone, they're up there visiting Greenland, saying hello to them. And by the way, Larry is still an 80-mile-an-hour hurricane visiting Greenland, which is a little bit unusual. But we've got this tropical disturbance, which is not yet a named storm, down there coming out of the Yucatan into the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. And Kyle, this thing is, once again, going to sit there and just develop whatever it's going to develop, but it's going to get a lot of moisture in it. And the possibility exists by the middle of next week, that system could come up and visit Louisiana or Alabama or Mississippi or the panhandle of Florida again, and follows kind of the same track that Mindy had, because all the upper air currents are about the same. And I'll tell you what, New Orleans just can't take any more water, as you all know.
Well, of course not. Of course not.
And then we've got this system that just came off the coast of Africa, and it's got a 50% chance of developing within the next 48 hours, but over the next 5 days, it's got a 70% chance, and that looks like it's going to follow the path and bring it across towards the Caribbean, so we got to watch out for that, too.
Yep, that's right.
All right, well, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to Kyle Warren Show.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early, and have yourself a great weekend, and remember what the day is all about.
Absolutely. We'll never forget.
Yep. Thank you, Kyle. All right. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. All right, and now we go to the telephone line, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, the big emphasis on Patriots Day right now, there's news going on, that's true, but the big news where I'm sitting is still what happened September 11th, 2001. So, going over to you there, Ms. Denise Simon, where were you on September 11th, 2001?
I was in Atlanta, and I was waiting on some electricians to come to my house to do some work. Just as the first plane, they showed up, so I sat on the edge of my bed. In my bedroom with two electricians watching this thing.
So you saw the first plane and then the second plane and the rest is history, so to speak.
Yes.
Well, I just played some of the audio, which really took me back a little bit. But the unit that saw us and heard us, where we were trapped. I just heard the call to the mobile command for up to 15 people trapped in an area, which is exactly where we were, and that just put chills down my spine to hear that call on the FDNY tapes. I couldn't believe it. I'd never heard it before until, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, but unbelievable. And, you know, I've got all those tapes. I'm sitting here. I can play any one of them that I want. I've got, like, 10 different sets of tapes, 4 hours plus of audio. But some of the stuff that's in there is just chilling to hear, because you got to remember, a lot of those people are no longer with us. And one of the stories that we played in the first hour, well, actually it was the second hour, sorry, was Chief Oriole Palmer. Now, we called him Oriole affectionately for Oriole Cookie, and he was the only officer of Chief Frank that got up to the fire scene, where the plane actually went in, to direct the firefighters that managed to get up there and brought two lines of water up in there to start knocking the fire down to get people out, which they did. They did. They got about 700 people out of the South Tower, of the first tower that collapsed, so they got credit for doing that. But unbelievable listening to what they were going through.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's important to understand that the stories are more important than the art that we hear.
That's right.
Or we see. So.
Yeah, hold that thought. We're going to talk some more about this and get into some discussions about the world and what the news is tonight. When we come back with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.